It's a national initiative started by a group of artists, prominent artists in the field. Their organization is called the Ghostlight Project, and then the initiative has now reached out to hundreds and hundreds of theaters in almost all 50 states now. We're like looking for North Dakota and Hawaii, I think is the other one. And the idea is that based on the old theater adage of, you know, you leave a ghost light on in the theater when you leave, it's the idea of being a beacon of light in a time or a future time of perhaps a little bit of darkness. The project culminates on Thursday, January 19th at 5:30. Mill Mountain is one of many theater and art spaces around the country that's hosting. So at every time zone at 5:30, we'll all turn on our lights. So be there 5:15, bring a light. And then at 5:30, we'll have a brief program where we turn on the light and make our pledge as Mill Mountain, as a, you know, organization with a vast community, and offer that individuals can make their own pledge on how they're going to be a beacon of light. Some of the verbiage that we have included from the Ghostlight Project that we feel strongly about is the idea that we pledge to stand for and protect the values of inclusion, participation, and compassion for everyone. And this is, of course, regardless of all those things that could divide, but instead we choose to be a place for all. And we want to be one of those brave spaces that's a light in the community and perhaps a good example of how we can be inclusive. And so what this project does is it creates this awesome web, this network of contacts of different artists, theater people, audiences, community members around the country. So we feel connected, not separated.
We're talking with Travis Kendrick from Mill Mountain Theater. He's talking about the Ghostlight Project happening this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Market Square outside Mill Mountain Theater. So everyone will get these placards, and we are, then they'll fill in who they are, and then we fight for, and they can fill in what they're fighting for, political, non-political, whatever they want to do?
Whatever they want to do. And I think that some people in, you know, on January 19th or in these times might connect politically, but that's for, you know, Ginger and myself and the staff and Mill Mountain as an organization think it's just like so much bigger than that. It's about being a light, you know, whatever that means to you, however you want to shed or spread, I should say, that light.
The fact that Donald Trump's being inaugurated the next day, does this have anything to do with the timing nationwide for this event?
I imagine that it was a catalyst for you know, a lot of folks, and maybe that's a reason for some folks to attend. I feel strongly that we want to offer that this is for all people, and it is not, you know, I think it goes much beyond the like polarizing political times that we are. Instead, it's about actually bringing all people together.
What's your goal for this event, Travis, as far as Mill Mountain and the community in Roanoke? What's your goal for this event on Thursday?
This is almost metaphorically, but I think the idea is to do what light does, to spread, to connect, to share. I think it can be something that people can do if they feel like they don't know how to be involved or what they stand for. This is a challenge to say like, okay, I am blank. What I want to put there, and I fight for blank. What I want to put in that blank, and make a choice of what they want to stand up for, and we include all people. I think the one that you're looking at is interesting because we made this as Mill Mountain Theater. We say, because there's a we one as well. It says, we are Mill Mountain Theater and we fight for a home for all stories, because we as artists are often storytellers. And so all stories are equally valid and important to us, I think.